Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Dove Knight. Dove Knight. You probably haven't heard me for a week. You know, I'm glad I'm able to do this because I have a lot to say. Well, my music is so important to me, so. I just want to say that someone referred me to the podcast because I had so much to talk. I just love to talk. I love to sing. Love to talk. Love to eat. I'll get to that in a minute. But I want to say my music is so important. That's why I became an artist. That is one reason why I came to Los Angeles, like a lot of people. You know, if you look on Spotify and you look at Written by Dove Knight, you see a whole bunch of songs with a whole bunch of albums. 10 albums. 10 albums. So, if people are wondering why I haven't released any songs, well, I'm still, you know, in an indie label situation, and I released it already for the last 10 years. I'm on Vivo. I was on, you see, a Vivo, Apple. I'm on everywhere. Videos, Daily Motion. You can see me everywhere. See me singing in a video or acting in a video, whatever. That's what I've been doing all these years that I wish I would have been able to do when I was younger, but it took me a very long time to even release. I'm still unknown to the world to an extent, even though people have heard my music all over the world. I know that people have listened to me in England and France and Australia to a very limited situation because I'm not that big. I don't even consider myself that big, but I am. To an extent, because I am in no way like a very big artist. I'm a professional artist, to an extent around the planet, to an extent. I sing and I write and play. That's not the only thing I do, but that's what I really want to do. But the podcast is just an extension of the creativity, of the versatility. I also design a lot of my album covers, my videos, you know, that's my goal. That was my goal, so. While things have, you know, time has made me make changes, I'm still a songwriter. So if you haven't heard my music, listen to it. Go Written by Dove Knight. I was involved or co-written or written the song. Now, you heard the song before. This is was released a year ago or two. It's about my dream, my Hollywood dream. It was the last collaboration. I've done this before. So if you haven't heard me, talk about this on this podcast, about my Hollywood dreams come true part two, you know, I like to talk about my music. So I'll talk about it again. It was my last collaboration with David Waterbury. He helped me write the song. I came with a melody because I made an original version and I put the keyboards melody to the song, and it's about my dream. Yes, that good old Hollywood dream is so difficult. Just like a lot of Hollywood hopefuls, I'm sure they experienced it, and even those who made it, it's such a difficult undertaking to make it in Hollywood. It could take a long time with so many obstacles. It's very common for rejections. I've been through it all, chewed up and spit out. It's very, very difficult. But I want to say this. You know, I'm aware that if I'm on podcasts, I have to be positive. So there's probably someone who has a dream to make it in Hollywood or whatever other dream. If you believe in yourself, don't give up. But to those who come to Hollywood to make it like I did a long time ago, all I can say is give you the advice. Just like what I said, if you believe in yourself, you can do it. You will make it. It could take a while. It's very common for people who make it in Hollywood. It could take a very long time. It's not common. I mean, I apologize. Don't get me wrong. It's very common. It could take 20 years, 15 years. And so I hope that whoever is out there, hope you make it, like the few who make it in 5 years or 7 years or whatever. But if you believe in yourself, you will make it. And three, have some money with you, you know, when you come to Hollywood to make it. Don't come out here on a Greyhound like me, and I had $300, $400 in cash. I was so brave. If I was to do it all over again, I would, because it would save me some heartache, some you know, because I had a very difficult life outside music. And to go through the traumas of being homeless, you don't want to deal with that. I'm glad I survived. Made me real strong, but you don't need to do that. Make sure you have enough money so you can, you know, we got computers. At the time I came out here, they didn't have computers where you could look and get a place. So find an apartment wherever you are. If you're in the middle of Kansas, if you're in Mississippi or Detroit or wherever you are, make sure you have enough money to look for apartment online. You can get a computer and look for apartment. If you get the apartment, look for apartment first before you come out here. If you decide to come out here without looking for apartment, make sure you save thousands of dollars so you can at least stay in a hotel. And if an emergency happens, you can go back to where you come from so you don't have no problems and you can still make it. You don't want to be on the street. Cannot be on the street in LA, not at this age. And while it, you know, there's so many ups and downs with it, you know, you hear all the stories. I kind of knew about the stories, you know. You know, I had people who I liked in music, like Madonna, but she was in New York City, heard what happened. Or Axl Rose, he was in Hollywood, the homelessness, the desperate situations. They did make it, went through a lot. But there are numerous people who went through a lot. So, and that includes New York City, too. If you're a pop or rock star or Nashville, it's, you know, it's really difficult. So much competition. But if you believe in yourself, you can make it. But please don't come out here homeless, look at the computer, get an apartment, or save 10, 20, 30, make it 30,000, whatever, 20,000, 10,000, so you can get in a hotel and look for an apartment. You can come out to Hollywood or New York, whatever. And the other thing is have something to fall back on. Unfortunately for me, they didn't sign me as a singer or songwriter, but I had college. I was told when I came out here in the 90s, I said, give it like 10 years. If I don't make it, go back to college, have something to fall back on, or whatever else, trade school, whatever it is. So your life can be, you can find some meaning, something meaningful in your life, because that Hollywood dream can be very difficult. You will make it, but it may take some time. And when I say time, it could take a long time. But if you believe in yourself, it can happen. My music is so important, and I was aware of what could have happened, and I'm still surprised I got this far, but I built up decades of determination. I evolved from being a rock and roll singer, a starving rock and roll singer songwriter, to evolve to a pop singer, rock singer, musician, multifaceted. I had to keep up with the changes, what's going on, not only in with music, but especially with myself. Here's one I just played around the keyboard. I released it because there was, it was such a good melody. It's such an easy melody, but it was on the synthesizers. You will see it through. You can hear me talking, to my friend, or reminding myself of what to play and clap. So here we go. You will see it through.
Okay, here we go. Let's do it over.
It's just a simple, easy melody. It's actually part of a song that I could take to a recording studio, but I was so burnt out after 30 years. I just released the melody. It's actually supposed to have me singing a part, a verse. It would make a great song, but I like the melody. Simple melody on the keyboard, synthesizers, so it's fun to do. Here's Basic Jam Part 2. Now, Basic Jam Part 2 is something, my friend gave me a keyboard and I did not play, and then I start playing it, writing melodies like I do in the studio or on stage when I was with bands. We improvise. I learned to improvise at a young age. Here's Basic Jam Part 2. You heard this before. I released this like last year. The song was three parts to it, and I evolve into this.
Singer, songwriter, musician, actor, author, intellectual, director, video director, designer of album cover, and podcaster. Here is the night. Hi, everybody. This is Dumb Night. I love the song, but now I'm going about to play. It's an unannounced performance. I don't know how I'm going to sound, so I hope I sound good. So if you hear me, it's a song I've written by myself. It's called Basic Jam Part 2. I played it for, years. I made up the melody on the keyboard and the song and the drum beats and the voice. Here we go. So it's nice. It's Basic Jam Part 2.
That's a great song. I did a little rap. I experimented. It's a part of growing as an artist, not to evolve into more than one dimension, one side, into grow with the changes that are happening, not just in music, but inside as a person, more importantly. So that's what it's all about. It was done on my podcast. I was just sitting, playing my keyboard, singing. No microphone. Well, you know all the rest, you know, but I learned with music. I also grown. Because when I started, when I came out to Hollywood with a dream, I was just interested in the performing side. I wanted to be on stage so badly, and I did. I was just so desperate to go on stage to sing, to make my dreams come true. But after a period of time, I realized that what I also needed was a great song. And when I went into the studio at 20 years old to make my first demo, I wasn't aware of how to write a song in terms of, because the record companies, in my opinion, look for something that they, you know, connect to. And I got with BMI at a young age, but I'm glad I evolved as a songwriter. But most importantly, I will say that writing music or must come from within. So if I write a song, I have to like it. It has to be authentic. So that's the important thing. But, you know, it's evolving with music. And just like with my music, I have to say, you know, evolve and say goodbye to the past when I was just, you know, more different, more limited, I'd say, and I've grown as a person. That includes whatever I did in the past is over. But I've grown a lot in music, but as a person. You know, like with, you know, like Buffalo, New York, or where I come from. It's like whatever I did as a child stays as a child. I'm an adult. It's totally different. I'm not in Buffalo living there. But if I, you know, there's people that I knew growing up. If I talked to them directly or saw them directly now, that would be like, okay, hi, how are you? You know, I don't want to deal with somebody or anything that I haven't, who I don't talk to or whatever. I bring that up because it's just a reminder of whatever I did in the past, whatever doesn't, you know, whatever I did in the past and whatever should stay in the past, stay in the past. Because it's not healthy for me to be talking about it because it's gone forever. I went for my dream, and then I also realized I lost out on a lot because my dad passed away. And I wanted to see my dad, you know. He had his problems, but he was a good person. I couldn't get to his funeral because of the snowstorm. I was in L.A. So that's a painful situation that I tried to go to. So in that sense with my dad, I can't say goodbye to the past, but I try to heal the past. So the reason why I'm bringing this up is that if you go for that Hollywood dream, and I met people in Hollywood when I came out here, they lost something. They went through some bad experience. Some of them had broken homes. Some of them went through things. I met, and I was one of them. But, you know, have yourself, heal yourself, you know. Because I was in Covenant House for runaways at the age of 19, 20 when I came out here. So I was lucky enough to have a place to live. So I went through a lot. I was on the streets. I surely was. I also thought I was so fearless. But I also know that I can now, at my age, to let that go. To think about the present and to be positive. To take whatever is meaningful, but like my family, my dad, you know, that's always going to be, that's just very important. Or if I have, you know, some very close friends that I haven't seen in years and I've seen them directly, and then I say, yeah, that's something I can keep. But anything negative or what I did in my childhood or whatever, you know, the struggles I went through in Hollywood, how the negativity, I got myself into situations that I was not as evolved as I was now in dealing with people. I didn't have myself, and so I can look at that as what I done when I came out here, and the struggles was in the past, and it's staying in the past. Of course, there are problems I still dealing with now, you know, like eating a lot. You know, I just said I love to eat, and I eat a lot. Believe me, I have to work on that, but I'm fine. I exercise. I'm good. I'm big, but I'm fine. So, you know, it's just that we have to evolve and to do the best I can to stay in the present and in the future, because there's only one life to live, you know. I don't know how long I'm going to live on this planet. So I do appreciate my life more so because there's only one life. You know, and when I go, naturally, I'm going to be gone forever, just like every other human being. This body, this mind is not coming back. So I'm going to live as appreciate what I have, what I don't have. Because I know I missed out a lot, and yeah, there are a lot of situations in my life that I, you know, either, you know, I wish I had or regret or, and yes, I have a good reason to not feel sorry for myself or whatever, but at the same time to feel good and try to stay in the present. Sometimes, you know, it's very difficult because emotional issues come up. It's never easy. I say that because each day I get up in the morning, I experience and see things that are cruel, evil, from outside or whatever is going on, I stay stable. Just keep going. Everything will work out because I have a higher power. And music is what keeps me going in some way. Unfortunately, due to the longevity, you know, 33 years is a long time. I evolved from being a performer to a songwriter. But I can keep the door open if the opportunity presents itself to be a performer, but I'm not a performer anymore for now. But if somebody's important in the industry, and it cannot be no amateur, you know, like someone said, oh, they want you to sing, then yeah, I'll get up and sing. But I'm a songwriter, and I realize the involvement of writing a song, because writing a song is where it is, because I love to write a song. And no matter what happens, that's part of who I am. I am a professional singer-songwriter. And I know that, you know, not seeing that dream, and it becomes and looks like it's impossible. But I'm not giving up, but I have to be aware of reality. Reality means I have to, you know, continue my dream. It can come true. But also keep up with the changes. Because life is too short. Try to appreciate what I don't have or have. I do have a place to live now. So I'm not homeless anymore. So that's a good thing. That's stability. Even though, you know, I lack this, or I have this problem, or I do this or whatever, the music is what keeps me going. But when I was younger, it's like it was like something to keep me going because I didn't have nothing else. I didn't feel accepted in this planet. But that was because I didn't love myself, you know, and nobody else could do anything about it, and I was rejected when I was younger. I felt. Do I feel that way now? Yes, I think people misunderstand me. Yes, some people reject me. I'm not a problem, but I love myself more, and I see myself inward to see the heart of who I am. And being an artist is such a pivotal part of my soul. And very difficult that I didn't get the recognition. You know, I wish I could get a Grammy or get, but I know that it could still happen, but I have to appreciate what I have, you know, and try to evolve and keep going with the present so that I can have a good future. But whatever happened 20, 30 years ago is over. It's not coming back, especially if I was a child. I don't compare myself as a child from an adult. You know, the childhood led me to be an artist because of trauma. You know, trauma around me led me to wanting to be an artist, to be a singer, to be right. But I also know I evolved from that situation. I'm not a child anymore. So I don't look at what happened as a child because I was more limited. There were issues that wasn't taken care of. So I don't look at my grades. I don't look at nothing. That's over. That's irrelevant. What's relevant now is me being an adult. Even if I'm behind, I don't compare myself to other adults as an artist, but also as an individual. Because everybody's got their, you know, their own karma. My shoes is totally different from other people. I'm bringing this up because the past is over. It's about the present and the future. Some things I can, you know, direct family, or if I talk to somebody directly or concerned, yes, but I had to let it go. Yes, there were some things in my family, I will admit, that I'm still struggling with. Bitterness and stuff, that's part of being a human being. But again, whatever I feel to somebody, family, whatever, you know, let it go. Forget, let it go. Move on. You know, I have to move on, you know. Forgiveness is essential, but more importantly is to let it go. I ain't telling, you know, people have their own taste. Some people cannot forgive, and that's okay. You know, everybody has their own stage, but for me, I just let it go. For me, whether you forgive or not, just let it go. I ain't going to be angry with that person. The person's far away. I'm not going to talk about that person. I move on. Move on. Because, I get reminded about things that shouldn't be talked about, you know. I can't talk about grade school, because grade school is what I was having trouble with. There's no way I could do well in school when I was a child, but as an adult, I'm doing okay because I'm in control. You know, I lack control as a child where I have control as an adult. So there's no comparison. And it's two different sides. Adult, you're in control. But children that who's growing up today, make sure that they be allowed to have their childhood and be allowed to express their viewpoints so they can have stable lives, because that's something I never learned. I was not told to love myself, and I was not told to express myself. I had to do everything what other people tell me, I knew I couldn't say a word. So I was very shy. That's why it caused damage to where, and when I was an adult, I had to express myself as much as possible. I had to take control. Perhaps if I was learned as a child to control powers would be let me, allow me to have a decent childhood where I could allow to express my feelings and respect it. Able to talk, I would probably be in a different situation than I am now. Because the truth is, some of that, because of those experiences, it's affected my life this day. But the good thing is it got me into music and got me to believe in a dream. So that's a good thing about it. That's a good thing. Even though it's hard, I still, goodbye to the past. The past is over. It really is. It's about the present and the future. But, you know, whenever I'm struggling with food or emotions or not having this or that, it's probably, you know, I have to still go for dreams and I still try to be healthy. That's where I'm at. Some people say because I do these podcasts, they think I should be a social worker or I should be a priest. No way. I express myself because I'm intellectual. I love to talk. I really want to sing, okay? I want to write a song. But talk and sing is what I do. So I'm an intellectual, so I have to talk. Because I listen and I hear so much stuff on the radio about what's going on, you know, sometimes I just go days and I listen to something over and over again on the radio or listen to what somebody tell me, and then all of a sudden I have to talk. because my intellectual curiosity, the environment around me wants me to talk. I have to talk, you know, because you have to get it out of your system. Yeah, I'm an intellectual, but I prefer to be an artist. But I also know I have that balance, that dreams and, you know, fantasy and reality have to be balanced. I still go for that fantasy. I'm aware of reality. Reality is I'm in Los Angeles. I'm living in an area that's part of Los Angeles, near Hollywood, where the dreams can happen. If I was living in Tennessee, well, Nashville, actually, that's country or whatever, or if I was living in Kansas, then perhaps I would adapt to the changes of where it was going on in Kansas or New York. New York City, definitely New York City, but if I was living in the middle of the Midwest, then I wouldn't be probably as talking about going for my musical dream, my fantasy, you know, because I want to be John Lennon, you know. I would be adapting to the changes of what's going on in Kansas. I'm aware, you know, that's the thing. I have to do my best. And, yeah, I procrastinate, and sometimes it's hard for me to change, even though I know. But I will get there, but the past is over. I also look at writing songs, singing as a tool to express thyself so I can learn more about what's going on. Because a lot of my songs are inspired by my life and what's going on around me. So, and my mind is connected to that situation so I can express myself. Because being a creator, I have to express myself. I must express myself. It's so important that I express myself. Not just through talking, but singing and writing. Because you heard that I was an author. I wrote books about my music and other things. And I released music. So I'm an actor. Yeah, there's some films. Let me tell you about those films. If you look at those films online, they're not typical films. I did not have a script. I'm not really acting. So some people say I didn't act very well, but I was not in control of that production. I was having fun. It was more like just joking around. We were just joking around. I wasn't even hardly in it. It was a bunch of music, and I wasn't the main actor. But if you see it, just realize I was just joking around. Maybe I saw some parts where I was really acting. Some parts was just, you know, I was just having fun, but it was no script. So my acting skills probably wasn't shown in it. So that was what it was. But that's another way to express thyself. So, I leave you with that. But last thing I want to say is, yeah, when I look at what's going on in the news, what's going on with Israel, which is so horrific, with, you know, peace, and what's going on with Ukraine, I do know that I appreciate still being alive, being an American, that I don't have to deal with that. So we should give donations. I gave donations to Ukraine and Israel. So, but one day at a time, but more importantly, I am not only an intellectual, I'm an artist. Artist, I'm known out of the world, probably around the world as an artist in more ways than one. So one day at a time, I continue to go for that dream. Whatever dream you have may come true. Like, I hope mine's come true. Because I believe I deserve to have my dreams come true like yours. Because we all deserve to be happy. Good day, good night from Dove Knight.